This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Dr. Lisa Benson, Director of Rural Development at the American Farm Bureau Federation, described to the House Small Business, Agriculture, Energy, and Trade Subcommittee the organization's focus on programs to enhance entrepreneurship. Benson said entrepreneurship can be a tool to sustain economic growth, create local jobs, and improve the quality of life for rural Americans. When rural entrepreneurs succeed, rural communities thrive and prosper. Farm Bureau wanted a program where the rubber meets the road and one that highlights successful business opportunities in rural America. This focus led to the creation of the Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative and the kickoff of the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. The challenge is the first national business competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs with food and agriculture businesses. The Agriculture Department recently announced commodity support payments for the 2016-17 crop year at $8 billion. This is in line with program payments made for the 2015 crop year and is above payments made for the 2014 crop year. This announcement follows USDA's Farm Service Agency announcement of 2016-17 marketing year average prices for corn and soybeans. The wheat marketing year average price was announced at the end of June 2017. The marketing year average prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat were $3.36, $9.47, and $3.89 per bushel, respectively. Based on these marketing year average prices, USDA recently released county-level agriculture risk coverage county option program payment data for major field crops, including corn, soybeans, and wheat. The information provided demonstrates how ARC-CO helps growers manage revenue risk by making program payments based on an average revenue guarantee, protecting both prices and yields. Following Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria doubled down the destruction on Puerto Rican agriculture. The recovery effort will take years for many farmers. Puerto Rico Farm Bureau President Hector Cordero explained that crops throughout the island are a complete loss. Cordero says Puerto Rico lost almost 100% of their agriculture. All crops, plantains, bananas, papaya, coffee, all are a loss. Dairy represents the biggest sector of agriculture in Puerto Rico. Cordero, a dairy farmer himself, said dairy farmers are having trouble accessing their farms and getting their milk to processors. Currently, the industry is operating at a production level of about 50%. Cordero is urging Congress and the Agriculture Department to assist farmers. Farm Bureau is working with state and local agencies to help address the drug epidemic using its grassroots connections to help stimulate prevention initiatives across Ohio. It's one step in a critical war to help stem the rising tide of opioid addiction, which is affecting all facets of both rural and urban communities. Dr. Teresa M. Ferrari, Associate Professor, 4-H Youth Development Specialist with OSU Extension, says the opioid epidemic wasn't even on her radar in early July. Now, it keeps her up at night. Ferrari recently addressed Ohio Farm Bureau's Policy Development Committee on the ongoing partnership between 4-H and the Prevention Action Alliance to work on prevention initiatives to combat the ongoing drug epidemic. AFBF met with counterparts from Canada and Mexico last week in Washington, D.C. to discuss trade issues relative to the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. AFBF trade specialist Dave Salmonson explained that the meeting shows a unified voice across the NAFTA partners on agriculture issues. Salmonson said, "We think it's very important that among all the countries that industries can come together. Agriculture has seen the benefits across the board in all three countries, so they came together to say this is an important part of our economy and we want to see the gains we've gotten from this preserved." The Department of Interior recently announced that it intends to revise 98 controversial sage-grouse plans written by the Obama administration. The Obama administration's sage-grouse policy, issued September 22, 2015, did not list the greater sage-grouse as an endangered or threatened species. Instead, it directed the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service to implement 98 records of decisions to protect the bird. The plan applies to 67 million acres across 10 western states. The BLM will soon publish a notice of intent in the Federal Register to announce the beginning of a scoping process to solicit public comments on greater sage-grouse land management issues that could warrant land use plan amendments. The BLM is also seeking input on whether that planning effort should occur through the state-by-state amendment processes, and in particular, seeks comments from state governors. The public can provide comments for 45 days from the date the notice appears in the Federal Register at bit.ly/grsgplanning. The BLM will announce any public meetings it plans to hold through local media outlets. It's turkey time. Are those words sounding a bit early? Well, for consumers it might be, but for farmers, turkey time is now. Commercial turkey producers are beginning to harvest turkeys destined for roasting pans this holiday season. The seasonal slaughter rates for turkey remain fairly steady all year, but beginning in October, those rates rise over the 6 to 8 weeks ahead of Thanksgiving. Frozen birds sold whole for Thanksgiving can be produced at any time during the year and accumulate in cold storage ahead of Thanksgiving. Fresh birds, however, have a much shorter shelf life, and so the timing of placements and hatching becomes all the more critical to reach the market at just the right time. AFBF will release its annual survey results on the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, November 16th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.